You've been answering the calls for some time now, I see.
Yes.
Well, who should we start with here?
How about George in Santa Monica, who has a sassy Siri?
A sassy Siri?
Sassy Siri on his iPad.
Siri is pretty, she's pretty sassy.
She's got a mind of her own.
She does, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Hi, George. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Thanks, Kim.
Good morning, Leo. Yeah, I do have a sassy Siri. But I do, in the morning, I tell, or at night, I say, set my alarm for 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And then she comes on the screen and says, I've set your alarm for 8:30. Then 1 second later, she comes on again. I've set your alarm for 8:30 a.m.
Oh, dear.
Five or six times. And each one leaves a message on the screen. So I don't know if it has a problem, a glitch or something in her.
Yeah.
It's not hurting anything else.
No, but it's annoying.
It is, yeah. Well, but in the morning, she calls me up, or she wakes me up once.
The way you activate her is by saying, hey, you know who? We'll call her Shlomo so as not to activate people's home versions.
I just push my button.
You push the button and you say, wake me up at 8:30 a.m. Let me see what happens here. Oh, now.
Set the alarm for 8:30 a.m.
By the way, mine's a guy because I set it to be a guy's voice.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to be sexist. You know, all the assistants all have ladies' voices.
Right.
Why is that? I don't know. But I think it's kind of crypto sexism because we don't want a guy telling us what to do. So it just set the alarm and just put it on the screen and that's it. It did it once. You're saying it'll say again and again and again up to five times and it'll put it on the screen up to five times. Same alarm?
Yeah, the same one. But it only wakes me up at 8:30.
So, so that's good. I don't know. I don't even know why that would happen. I've never heard of such a thing. I've never seen such a thing. And it definitely is a bug. One thing, a couple of things I would try just to see. You know, I've noticed the iPhone needs to be rebooted more than other devices. Remember, computers used to have to be rebooted every day. Windows, you always had every day you should restart it because it's just going to break down if you don't. The iPhone's not that bad, but it is. I don't think it's a operating system issue. I think it's kind of hardware and stuff. Anyway, remember that this switch that looks like an on-off switch just is a screen on-off switch. It doesn't actually turn the iPhone on or off. You have to press it and hold it, and then it'll say slide to turn off. And when you see that, go ahead and slide to turn off.
Oh, I do that every day.
You do? All right.
All the time, yeah. I do that. A lot of times, even before I said anything, I'll reboot it, get everything up to par.
Gosh darn it. You're way ahead of me. There's a hard reset you can do. I don't think it's any better than turning it off and on, but if you press and hold the home button and the screen on-off switch for a while, the screen will go black and then you'll see the white apple as it boots up again. That's a hard reset. And then there's something that is even more complicated, which is effectively wipe and restore. It's called the device firmware upgrade, or DFU. Now, before you do that, it's going to wipe everything. And this probably is what you'll need to do, is back up your phone, okay? So connect it to a computer, and iTunes will launch, and you just have it back up your phone. And then you're going to put your – in getting into this recovery mode is complicated. In fact, in general, what I recommend, because timing is critical on this, is that you watch one of the videos and follow along. Okay. So imore.com has a step-by-step video. And if you follow along, you get the timing right because the timing in the video is correct. So you're going to read through the instructions, which, are many steps. I think it's an 8-step process. And then get the timing right. In the short version is you press and hold the on-off button on the right side for 3 seconds. Press and hold the home button in the front of your device while still holding the on-off button. But you have to wait 3 seconds, right? So you press on-off for 3 seconds, then press and hold the home button. Keep both buttons down for 10 seconds. If you see the Apple logo, start over. You've held them too long. Once after 10 seconds goes by, you let go of the on-off button, but keep holding the home button for 5 more seconds. If you see the plug into iTunes screen, you've held on too long. If the screen stays black... You've done it, my friend. So thanks to Scooter X, our chat mod in the chat room, he sent me to an Apple discussion thread. It's actually kind of funny. With the same exact problem. Guy asks Shlomo, we're calling, you know, S-I-R-I, Shlomo, so I don't want to set off your phones or anything, and says, Shlomo, set an alarm for 8 o'clock, and it she does 8 or 9 or 10 times. Apparently, there are a lot of people. Briefly, at the beginning of the thread, Apple responds and says, well, try exactly what I suggested, which is turning the phone off and on again, and if that doesn't work, try a firmware reset, a DFU, and that didn't work for any of the people in the thread. And then somebody said, if you ask Shlomo to clear all alarms, let's see, clear all alarms.
Are you sure you want to delete all your alarms?
Yeah. I am.
I don't get it, but I can check the web for. I am, if you like.
I hate you. I hate you, Siri. I hate you with a flame that burns like the sun. Anyway, this thread goes on and on. We'll put a link in our show notes at techguylabs.com. And no resolution. Somebody said, ask her to clear all alarms. That doesn't help. So this is not only is this not an unusual problem, it's apparently a common problem. And there doesn't seem to be a fix.